Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
If the Lord wants somebody, here am I.
Comfortable and jubilant where you are.
tell him thank you for taking a chance on me. Just listening at the Holy Spirit. We're going to invite St. Francisville, Dr. Alexander. So y'all going to have to do like they did back in the day, put your little aluminum foil. Pack your bag. So Sterling, that's my other mother. That's my other mother right there. Family from Hardwood. You had a 2% chance of making it. But God. Thank this church again for all that is done for my family. And I pray that my family have done much for this church.
Amen.
If you have your Bible, let's get to some teaching, preaching time. And I want to thank you, Sister Faith.
Amen. Amen.
Pleasant dream and take care of you just for that, too. I'm blessed to pastor where I am. Because Pleasant Green is scared pastor?
Ain't free.
You hear the woman? A scared pastor can't what?
Ain't free.
A scared pastor can't preach? And a what? Scared pastor can't preach? And a scared preacher?
Can't
pastor.
All right.
Yep. Y'all didn't hear me say it, y'all heard them say it, right? And a scared preacher can't pastor. So you're going to have to stand if you got to do it by yourself. I thank God for David for putting that into my spirit. As a young lad, I could have been lost in this world, but God sent me here. You saved my life. And now I got to stand for Jesus. But if you have your Bible, I'm just going to go to one passage, but we're going to do something. Acts 12 and 12. I think this will be on the radio, am I right, sir? 99.88.1, 2 to 3. We'll make sure. Right, Sister Bob? She'll let you. Let's stand at the reading of the word. Let's stand for Jesus. I tell the church all the time, one day the word will have to stand for us. On our sick bed of affliction, the word is going to have to stand. Because I don't have the power to stand, but the word will stand for me. Acts 12 and 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Let's talk about the power of a praying church, part two. The power of a praying church, part two. In our churches, we have gotten so bougie until we have left the Lord out. We really don't pray like we used to pray. We have prayers really that just, you know, try to get to heaven some kind of way. But if you're going to pray to God, you ought to pray with him in spirit and in truth. Well, before we go, Father, you might as well say, neighbor, I have a caution sign on the side. Because I love Jesus. He's done so much for me. Because I might tear this pew up. up here today because God has been so good. Do I have some help in the house? Has God been good to anyone on this side? Has God been good to anyone on this side? Somebody can say he's been so good until I can't tell it all. Yeah. Listen, church. We got to live like Christ died yesterday and that he was buried today. And he will have risen this afternoon. Do I have some pep in the house? We got to serve God like he died yesterday. Like he was buried yesterday and he rose today. And he's coming back later on this afternoon. So when you come to church, let me take you back away. That's something in our church.
Yes.
And the cousin bring back the church. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we play bust and loose in the church. But I can still remember the saints of old here.
Right.
They would get on the church ground.
Yeah.
Them sisters would have church. They haven't even walked in the church.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know what I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
And by the time they get up in here, they busted loose.
Yeah.
Because they are just so glad that the Lord has allowed them to come to church one more time.
Yeah.
That they made it through a tough week.
Yeah.
They don't need no music. They don't need no prayer. They don't need no singing. The Lord just let them get their feet on the ground. And you start seeing them shouting, getting wet.
Yes, sir.
Every now and then, with the Southern Green Baptist Church, we think about St. Andrew, we do a little busting loose. Because we're glad that the Lord has brought us back again. We could have been coming here with someone pushing us. And everybody say they look like they sleep. God has them up in the house. Yes, yes. But God has worked it out. Now you can say thank you.
Thank you.
For